Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ami Kazar, CEO and founder of Multifunding. Multifunding.com, right, Ami? Is that right, Ami?
Multifunding.com? Yeah, multifunding.com.
So check that out, and you can find out how Ami can help you if you're trying to get the funds. If folks are trying to borrow money, they need to borrow money, and they're not sure if they're hooking up with the right people, can they contact you about that?
Absolutely. We'd love to hear everyone. You know, one of the things we say, Jim, is tied to this whole Borrower's Bill of Rights and the Responsible Business Lending Coalition is, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah, just like your mama always told you, right?
That's right. And you know, what we always say to business owners is slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Take a breath. What do you need this money for? Why? How much do you need? What are you going to use it for? What's your plan to pay it back?
Mm-hmm.
And we always encourage the borrower to take the longest possible amortization they can get and to really concentrate on the impact of this loan on their cash flow. Okay. So let's just take an example. You're going to borrow, I'm going to call it $150,000 for whatever the need is. There's three options out there. You could borrow that through an SBA Express loan, and you can have a monthly payment of about $1,600 a month for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You could borrow that from what we call a marketplace lender. Okay. And you could, say, borrow it for 3 years. And you could have a monthly payment of about $6,000. Okay. Or you could borrow it from a short-term online lender and pay it over 6 months, and you can have a daily payment of somewhere in the range of $1,500 to $1,800 a day for 6 months.
Wow.
That's a big difference.
That's a big chunk. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, the more desperate you are, the less bankable you are, and the more desperate you are, the uglier it's going to be.
Yeah, but there's a difference. You know, sometimes people say to me, Jim, how can a small business do something that's stupid?
Desperate people do desperate things.
Yeah, but sometimes they're not even desperate. Sometimes they're just busy.
Sometimes they do stupid things when they're not desperate. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they're busy. They're in a rush. And they're concentrating on...
But I'm going to go back to what I said. This is part of my tough love on me. If you're a business owner and you can't calculate, you're on your own, calculate whether a loan is a good deal or a bad deal for you, you probably don't need to be a business owner, because those are the kinds of decisions that a successful business owner must be able to make.
Correct. But the reality is, I can tell you a story, Jim. A good family business for 30 years in upstate New York, okay, lost their Chrysler dealership in the recession.
Right.
Owned a building, converting into a used car business and a repair business, trying to make ends meet and meet families and meet obligations. Had plenty of equity in their building.
Yeah.
One day the phone call, and there are hundreds of salespeople bombarding these mm-hmm. small businesses. Yes, sir, I can get you such and such money and blah, 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 and it's quick and easy. And that guy's either caught off guard or having a bad day or whatever it is. He says, sure, let's do it. Okay?
Wow.
And now his business is on the verge of being shut down because mm-hmm. after three or four of those, he's done. And he either got caught on a bad day or an emotional day or whatever it might be. And there are tens of thousands of stories like that out
but,
there now.
But still, there was some desperation in that situation.
And, there was.
And I'm telling you, folks, the more desperate you are, the more you need to do what Amit just said a few minutes ago. Slow down, if you
That's
can.
Correct. I like to joke, Jim, that, you know, you go to McDonald's for lunch because you're in a hurry. You might have indigestion for a couple hours, but then you'll get over it. You go to get a bad loan, you can have indigestion for years
for a long time, maybe forever. That's right.
Right.
Hey, Amit, thank you for clearing all this up for us and helping us out. Thank you for the good work that you do on behalf of small business borrowers, your leadership in that industry. We appreciate you very much.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for being with me.
Amit Kazar, ladies and gentlemen. That's multifunding.com. Multifunding.com. Check it out. He will help you if you need help. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.